Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. NASA-like technology will allow the world to see and even read the Dead Sea Scrolls. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Israeli Antiquities Authority is working on a project that will allow scientists to use space-age NASA-like technology to bring to light the faded scripts of thousands of fragments of the Dead Sea Scrolls, the oldest existing record of the Old Testament. The Dead Sea Scrolls, Israel's greatest archaeological find, were found in 1947 by a Bedouin shepherd boy near the ancient Jewish community of Qumran on the shores of the Dead Sea, a factor that actually helped preserve these ancient manuscripts. This NASA-like technology will allow for the preservation of the entire collection of the Dead Sea Scrolls, as well as the opportunity for scholars, religious leaders, and any interested party to view these ancient manuscripts. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
With the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, and now with NASA-like technology being used to read these ancient manuscripts, the world can read the words of the ancient Jewish prophets who pre-wrote human history, which is actually being played out today. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Scientists and skeptics have for years complained about not being able to have access to the Dead Sea Scrolls. Israel's Antiquity Authority has put in place a 5-year project that will give all interested parties the opportunity to view all of the Dead Sea Scrolls and to study the message that is found in these ancient manuscripts. Uniquely, all of the books of the Old Testament are a part of the collection of scrolls, except the book of Esther, and there are multiple copies of many of the prophetic books. These prophetic books actually lay out the plan of God for the Jewish people for the last days. Time will not allow me to recite all prophetic scenarios, but only 2 examples. For example, the scroll of Ezekiel speaks of an end-time regathering of the Jewish people to the land of their forefathers. That's found in Ezekiel chapters 34 to 37. Jeremiah's scroll speaks of a terrible time in the future for the Jews, but promises that God will deliver the Jews from the time of Jacob's trouble. That's Jeremiah 30 to 33. The Dead Sea Scrolls are tangible evidence of Bible prophecy. Bible prophecy that will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...